Gonna love coming up.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria reaching a high of 33 tomorrow, Mbombela 32, Johannesburg up to 30. The former CFO of the Northwest Development Corporation has been arrested on fraud charges. He allegedly submitted fake documents when applying for a job, and the 33-year-old Kudukwashe Mpofu appeared before the Mabato Magistrates Court after he was arrested in Mahikeng on Tuesday. Here's Northwest Hawks spokesperson Tiniko Matebua.
Reports indicate that the accused was subsequently hired as an asset manager, and he later became an acting chief financial officer. Shortly after that, he was appointed on a permanent basis. The accused was reportedly paid over 3 million rand in salaries.
And it's not Mpofu's first run-in with the law. In 2024, he was arrested and charged with fraud and contravening the Immigration Act for allegedly using a fraudulent permit to live in the country. The Zimbabwe national has now been accused of using a fraudulent South African permanent residence permit when he applied for a job at the government entity in March of 2023. On to other matters, Eskom has reached a settlement with PricewaterhouseCoopers recovering 43 million rand in a dispute over a cost reduction contract scrutinized by the Zondo Commission. The agreement follows a High Court case that was initiated by Eskom in 2021.
This settlement is a significant milestone in Eskom's ongoing action plans to enhance governance and accountability. Management's commitment in dealing with cases arising from findings of the Zondo Commission has been instrumental in achieving this outcome.
That was Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena. She says the case aimed to set aside a cost reduction contract known as the Capital Scrubbing Engagement and recover payments made to PwC and Nkonki, the company. Meanwhile, Patco says it suffered a financial loss of more than 200 million rand following the arson attack on three of its depots in Mpumalanga. The bus company held a press briefing earlier today where it assured commuters that disrupted services will be restored by next Monday. Patco General Manager Danny Malharbe says some of their retired buses are now being returned to service.
We've done thorough safety checks before we release them into our operation. We will have 50 replacement buses running in this area.
And Defence Minister Angie Motshekga has dismissed claims that South African National Defence Force soldiers deployed in the DRC are under-resourced. Motshekga addressed the media on the sidelines of the Cabinet Lehotla in Pretoria today. The Lehotla comes just days after 13 SANDF soldiers were killed. It sparked heated debates about the state of the military. And then more news from the continent. According to the Norwegian Refugee Council, hundreds of thousands of Sudanese refugees in Chad lack basic aid. They say a UN-led response plan received only 30% of the necessary funding in 2024. The war in Sudan between the army and its paramilitary rivals has killed tens of thousands of people and uprooted more than 12 million. I'm Marlene Fischer. That's it from the news desk today. Have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Oh, I leave quite an impact.